This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
And we are, in fact, joined by Orioles General Manager Mike Elias, and we have a lot to get to. And before we do that, Mike, I just wanted to say personally, I tend to get a little overly emotional at times, especially around the trade deadline, and I probably went a little too far in my commentary at times. So I wanted to apologize to you for that, and thank you for being a good sport and coming on with us, especially at a time like this where you've got a lot of transactions happening. And I guess we'll start with Grayson Rodriguez. And last time this happened, I guess it was a grade two lat issue, and that ended up being a few months. Were you able to get any clarity from the initial testing back in Baltimore today?
Hey, what's up? Thanks, Jason. And yeah, the Grayson development is still very fresh. You know, we all saw what happened on the field. He didn't feel like he should pitch that night. He had a complaint of some soreness in a new spot. We scratched him. We're getting our arms around it medically right now. That takes a couple of days for me to really have a responsible answer on it, but he's on the IL. Suffice it to say, that's going to mean he misses a couple of starts at a minimum, and we'll be hopeful that it's short, but I really don't know as of this hour, and it's just something that we're still navigating.
Well, Mike, in the short term, with at least a couple of starts of him missing, is Albert Suarez going to slot into that spot in the starting rotation?
You know, we haven't made a final decision on that, but, you know, you saw what he did last night. You saw what he's done throughout the season. And, you know, we've jerked this guy around a little bit, too, so to speak, between the rotation, and he started off in AAA, and then he goes right to the bullpen, and he's just posting with the best attitude imaginable and doing really good things for us. It's hard to picture, with all the injuries that we've had, it's hard to picture ourselves a half game out of first without Albert. So he's right at the top of the list. But that said, you know, we're still kind of sitting down as a staff and working through all this. We've had other transactions today, and there's a few balls in the air in terms of how we want to set up the pitching staff. But I think that Albert has put himself in the position to kind of carry the torch there in the fifth spot for as long as he's needed.
We've seen Cade Povich and Chase McDermott to one degree or the other get to sort of toggle into this rotation as well. Do you guys have any more clarity on Chase McDermott, the extent of his injury and absence at the AAA level? And with Povich, would you consider him kind of DL hauling it a little bit and seeing how that plays in the bullpen a little bit at Norfolk, or does the injury to Grayson just mean we need all the starting pitching depth we can get?
Well, I don't have too much to add, unfortunately, on the Chase McDermott timeline at this time. Like I said, this has all kind of happened at once in the last few days, and it does take a few days, a few opinions, imaging, to kind of get your arms around a prognosis on an arm injury. But look, his shoulder area is bothering him. and that's going to be a while. Mm-hmm. So I think he's kind of out of our depth picture for the moment until he gets healthy. And then the other guys that have started for us this year that are still up and running in AAA are Cade and Cole Irvin, who cleared waivers. And I think at this point in time, whoever's not in the five-man rotation, we're going to lean towards keeping them at starter depth because the trade deadline's over.
Yeah.
We need all the starters we can get to make it through the finish line. And that's probably what's going to happen. But certainly, as things evolve, we'll consider different scenarios. And you know, as you get into September and you get an extra man, I think there might be some different things on the table. But right now, my best estimation is that we're going to try to preserve all of the healthy, major league experienced starters that we have in the organization and keep them in a starter role.
Mike, a really scary situation a couple weeks ago at Camden Yards when Heston Kerstad was hit in the head, ended up having a stint on the concussion IL, and then today placed back on the 10-day concussion IL. I guess, did he experience setbacks in recovering from the concussion?
Yeah, it's always a case-by-case basis with these concussions. So what happened is we optioned him, and the symptoms that he's currently experiencing are mild, and he did not report recurrent symptoms until a couple of days after he was optioned. We immediately had him checked out by our doctor, our team doctors, and then a concussion specialist outside the organization. And it was determined that he should return to concussion protocol. So I think it's just one of those things, but fortunately we reacted quickly. I don't have a timeline on that, but hopefully it's mild and it's not too long, and we'll adjust his activities accordingly in the near term, but hopefully we'll have him back in the picture. But yeah, these things are tough, and you saw him get 97 to the back of the head a few weeks ago, and that's not insignificant.
Yeah, and we're talking to Mike Elias here on Inside Access. Well, thankfully, it hasn't been all bad news for you guys, and Lord knows you're dealing with a lot, as we just went through, including, again, if you missed it, Jacob Webb, also on the 15-day IL. Jackson Holliday has obviously come back with a vengeance. Are there some mechanical things that he did? He obviously still has the toe tap. I'm not positive if it's as pronounced, but he seems to be much more on time. He's obviously crushing things the other way. Velo hasn't been a problem. Two strike counts haven't been a problem. How many boxes did he check for you guys that last stint in Norfolk?
Well, I'm so happy for him. After having that abrupt and rough debut, and like I said at the time, I mean, he went down and took a positive takeaway from that experience, and he applied himself and worked with our hitting coaches. And, I think a lot of it was, as you said, some of his physical movements are a little more subtle, but mm-hmm. it's still the same guy in the same swing. But I also think a part of it is just the reset. And ultimately, it's on me. I think we called him up a little quick, and he hadn't spent a lot of time in AAA. And even top prospects that are spending 600 plate appearances in AAA are coming up and struggling in the big league. So that was a lot to ask of a 20-year-old. But even now, you can see the talent that he is. And, he doesn't need to keep going like this. He's helping the team. He takes good at-bats. He's playing good defense. We've got guys hurt. So I think this is a good stretch where he can enjoy himself, and we're going to take what we can get from him. But so far, he's been amazing. So kudos to him.
With all that's already on his plate, do you rep him at all at short, before games, or would that be Ramon at this point? Because, obviously Jorge Mateo is not here, and Gunnar can't play every single inning.
Yeah, we've got a situation now with not only Jorge, but Westberg down, that our shortstop coverage is, before Jackson came up, was basically just Gunnar. And, Gunnar's been playing a lot. And in addition to the All-Star game, in addition to the Home Run Derby, he plays so hard. You do have to worry about that. So we had Levon Soto up for a couple of days, and we do have him in the organization, as well as some other guys in AAA. But Holliday is a shortstop. He's been playing there his whole life. And the staff, with the team, the coaching staff, are going to make sure he's ready should that be called upon. But, you know, hopefully that's not something that we need to lean into too hard, because we need both of those guys up the middle right now. Mm-hmm. But it is a possibility, and it is part of our on-roster shortstop depth chart right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're speaking to Mike Elias. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Mike, Kobe Mayo recently got the call up, and we know that working on his defense in the minors was a big priority from him. Where have you seen him make strides in that area, and what have you seen from him thus far?
Well, he hasn't gotten too much action so far in the majors, but all we're really asking him to do right now is to make the routine play. Not 100% of the time, but, you know, just make the routine play and give good at bats. And he's doing that. He's a really big guy. It's hard to play the infield when you're as tall as he is, but he's so athletic that he's been able to do it at a high level. And I think he can do it at the major league level at third base and stay at the position. But it doesn't mean he's a finished product. It doesn't mean he's going to play it as well as we've seen Urias and Westberg do it in years past, but we haven't asked him to do that. And he does have a really strong arm, so it enables him to make some tough plays. And for a big guy, he's really good at the body control play too. So I think we're going to see some really good flashes from him there. But he is coming up and helping us at third base at a time when he's badly needed. And I hope, just like Jackson did, he's soaking everything in and learning from this experience. And I do think his at-bats have looked good, even though the numbers aren't mm-hmm. there. So we'll see what he does here the next few days. But I think it'll be nice for him if he can get a ball to fall on the grass.
Mike, obviously when you guys acquired Gregory Soto, you know he's got some pretty extreme splits. And he's a guy that really you just need to be super tough on lefties. Is it a matter of command with him to lefties? Are there things that you guys think you can do to weaponize him differently to try to get him to harness that velocity?
Yeah, I think it is command. I mean, these early struggles that we've been seeing, he's getting behind in the counts of lefties, and then he's either walking them or getting a base hit. And that's always been part of his game, but he appears to be in a particular funk in that regard right now, and we know the talent that's in there, so he'll work out of this. But it's tough when, you know, somebody comes over in a trade and we all want to see them hit the ground running and make a positive impression. So it's hard on the player, it's hard on me, it's hard on the manager when a guy gets off to a really rough start like this. But like anything in baseball, I think more of it is luck than we realize, and we do need him. We brought in all those pitchers at the trade deadline for the reason that you just saw today. Like, we're going to have injuries. We need more major league quality pitchers in the organization, and he's going to help us. And we want the velocity and the tough look from the left side that he provides. So we'll get him going.
Mike, Eloy Jimenez is off to a strong start as an Oriole, but coming in from the White Sox, ground ball rate was really, really high this year. What underlying metrics did you see with Jimenez for you to pull off that move?
I think underlying is kind of a good word. I mean, he's having a down year on the surface, but the quality of the at-bats remain good. The threat that he kind of presents when he's standing in the batter's box was always there, particularly against left-handed pitching, which is something that we were lacking, especially after deciding to trade Austin Hayes for pitching. But he can hit right-handed pitching too, and he uses the whole field, and particularly gap-to-gap, so it's hard to defend against. And we've seen it in the first few days. He hit the ball really hard, and there's just a lot there to like. And he's not 100% healthy, and he hasn't been. So that's still being worked through, but he's healthy enough to DH, give good at-bats, and we'll try to grow it from there as he gets out of this injury mode. But so far, the quality at-bats, and I think the pennant race has lifted his spirits, and I think it's more representative of the type of hitter that he is than what he did with the White Sox for the first half.
Mike, before we let you go, one last thing, and this is itself is a testament to the job you guys have done, because I don't think we've ever had to ask you a question like this before, but Anthony Santander is getting to a point where he's an impending free agent, and he's obviously one of the best switch hitters in baseball and clearly loves being here and clearly is a bit of the heart and soul of your team and a leader. Do you guys have any philosophical sort of differences about trying to extend anybody in season? You've obviously got a ton going on to keep this thing going with all these injuries, et cetera. But do you even entertain something like that now, or do you just have to table it till the offseason?
Yeah, I mean, I would echo the compliments that you made about Tony. Whatever you guys see on the screen, you know, or when you're at the park, like, behind the scenes, he's just a great guy, and he's really putting together a great season. I've been kind of boring on this extension topic in the past, but for reasons that I've already said, and then also, you know, the fact that our new ownership group has just settled in as of opening day, you know, early April. We've got so much going on in season. It is something that is more typically tackled in the off season. And you know, there's a lot that goes into it, and it can be tough while a season's going on, but, you know, he is a great player. Like you mentioned, the switch hitter, you know, it's something that is rare and valuable. But there's a whole lot that goes into the business of baseball, and ultimately things come down to case by case in certain circumstances. And it's hard for me to make sweeping statements about what we may do in season or not do, but we love Santander, and you know, he's really been a big part of where we are right now, despite some of the challenges that we've had health-wise throughout the year. So I'm sure he's going to finish really strong, and you know, we'll see where we're at.
He's GM Mike Elias. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you,
especially in the stretch run.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Coming up next, 410-583-1057. If you want to join us now to react to anything that Mike Elias said, we will react and have our own reactions to what Mike Elias told us. But 410-583-1057, we'll take your phone calls next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.